BDR's Prime Resources Podcast is dedicated to providing you with the knowledge you need to help your business achieve prime results, with prime being the most flourishing stage or state. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Prime Resources Podcast. I'm Matt MacArthur, BDR's Director of Training. Today, our topic is the benefits of adding Duckless to your sales offering. Joining us today is Candy Cunningham, BDR Distribution Relationship Specialist and Trainer. Candy, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Matt. Excited to be here and love talking about Duckless.
Yes, I think this will be a good conversation. And why don't we just get into it here? And I'll ask you, what trends are you seeing in the marketplace around Duckless today?
As I think about that question, I think back to my territory manager days, and I remember having the goal of quoting one Duckless system a day. And it took me forever to accomplish that because I had to get my dealers on board thinking about Duckless as an option. And the dealers had to get the consumers on board thinking about Duckless as an option. And today, you know, fast forward just about 10 years from when I put that goal in place, and Duckless isn't quite as big a secret as it used to be. I think that there's a lot of whole house solutions going on. I think in the past, people were just using Duckless as kind of band-aids and a last minute resort when they didn't know what else to do. And now I think people are really thinking about, gosh, can I do Duckless in this situation instead of unitary? And so the whole home solution and then even multifamily solutions. I was talking to a Duckless rep this week, and he was making comments about how he just went out on a problem job, and it's resulted in him having the opportunity to put 50 Duckless units in a multifamily situation. And that's here in the Midwest. In the Midwest, it's always been later to adopt things than East Coast, West Coast. And then our climates here aren't always the best solution when it comes to Duckless, but we're finding ways even here in the Midwest to figure out how to get Duckless leading into these jobs more so than unitary all the time. So definitely a growing product category out there.
Okay. Yeah. And you mentioned it's no longer, a big secret, maybe like it was in years past where consumers didn't know much about it. What have you seen, just generally speaking, in your experience or the dealers that you work with, are most consumers aware of the Duckless options available, or do we need to spend some time educating them on that?
I think there's still a lot of education that needs to take place. I think homeowners are more aware. Just the other night, we were having happy hour with our neighbors, and somebody asked something about, well, I've heard of this thing called Duckless. Would that work in that situation? And so I think it's more prevalent, but I still think there's a lot of awareness that we need to happen. You see advertisements all the time on the television. You hear dealers that are starting to advertise it, starting to lead with it. But I think with the trends, how they usually start on the coast and now they're moving to the Midwest, I can be up in the Northeast doing a class and all they want to talk about is Duckless. So I know it's very forward thinking in the Northeast, but I get down to, well, heck, even like Minnesota or the Dakotas, and they're thinking that it's only for specific small opportunities. And so the consumer there, I really don't think that they're thinking much about Duckless. There's still lots of education that needs to happen. And the education on just being aware of the product, but also the limitations that we have with Duckless. But also, there's always that limitation side, but there's lots and lots of opportunity where people don't realize that they could utilize Duckless in a situation. So I think there's still a lot of education that needs to happen.
Okay. Yeah. And it's, as a trainer, you get to go all across the country, all these different markets, talking about to different people and how things are going in their market. So I thought that was one of the reasons I thought you'd be a perfect person to talk about this subject here, so we could kind of get a feel nationally of what's going on. From the consumer side, to me, it seems like it's a great time to talk about Duckless with consumers because of the customization and personalization culture that we're in now, where the things that Duckless can do really fit into the, what we're expecting as consumers. Like, well, I want it my way, you know, or I want to do this specific thing. And Duckless can do a lot of those things. So I think it's a good conversation to have here as we talk today. So let's get into maybe some of the applications residentially with Duckless. You know, what are you seeing out there? What are some of the best applications residentially for Duckless?
Matt, there are so many options when it comes to Duckless. You just hit on it. We can get it our way. And so, you know, do we have just a bonus room that we need to take care of, the heating and cooling in it? Do we need to convert a garage into a workout room and a home office? But there's just so many options, and Duckless is so versatile. We've got those whole home solutions. We've got problem areas that we can take care of. Some people love to entertain, and they can't have a unitary system that can take care of that entire load of entertaining and then keep the house comfortable the rest of the year. So if we can add a Duckless into a home that likes to entertain a lot, so that we can overcome all of that heat load from all the people and all the cooking, you know, and make it comfortable, that's another a great way for residentially to utilize Duckless. And then there's plenty of homes that the Northwest, they didn't really have air conditioning on their homes because it wasn't seen as a need, but there's a lot of add-on air conditioning going on with Duckless up in the Northwest. There's spot cooling, spot heating. A lot of empty nesters, they're closing down their, you know, some of their bedrooms, which isn't healthy for a unitary system to close all of those registers down. But if they were to go in and put Duckless in, they could probably shut their unitary system off in some cases. Heck, my husband and I were just talking about that the other day at our cabin. We've got the unitary system, and there's four bedrooms that aren't getting used. It would be great to have the second floor zoned. Our second floor is zoned, but if we had that second floor turned off and just had a Duckless system in like our master bedroom to keep that comfortable without cooling the rest of the house, that would be, you know, a great situation. My sister, they finished off an attic space a few years ago, and they couldn't get ductwork there, and they had to heat and cool it because it was going to be a bedroom for one of their kids. So Duckless was a great option for that. But there's so many opportunities to use Duckless when it comes to residential. And then I want to make sure people are thinking about the commercial side as well. Just recently, we were stopping at a food truck, and the food truck had a mini split hooked up to it for cooling in the summertime. And I'm sure they're using it for heat in the wintertime a little bit as well. I've seen Duckless on campers. So that's another interesting situation. That wasn't a commercial application, but it's out of the box, right? And then there's so many times that I'll see Duckless in like restaurants where they're trying to keep the kitchen cool, or they've got a foyer and they're trying to keep it warm in the wintertime. There's just, like you said, Duckless is endless, and it lets us build what we want and get it our way. So lots of opportunity to put Duckless in both residential and commercial.
Yeah, it makes me think too of schools. You know, I've got some younger children that are still in school, and schools will have some family activities after hours, and everybody crams into the gym and just becomes like an oven in there. You know, because they can't handle the cooling load. And if they have that kind of Duckless system you talked about, maybe when families are entertaining at home, they use that. Schools could use that too. It's almost, you can be very creative, it seems like, on identifying these opportunities and then figuring out how maybe Duckless can be the solution.
Yeah, you bring up the schools. Before I left distribution, schools and churches were two of the biggest opportunities that we had in our market. And the schools were doing it different reasons than what you just brought up with the people load. The schools that I was working with that were trying to bring in Duckless Some of them didn't have cooling and they were trying to get cooling in the building. But others that had some cooling, they were actually trying to segregate so they didn't have a duct system that was circulating air through the return from all of the rooms and all of these sick kids and all of this. So they were trying to provide cooling specifically for a room that didn't necessarily wasn't able to transfer all that air to another classroom in the building. And then the churches, heck, I had churches that we were working with that were trying to get the bride's room cooled down, that was trying to just get cooling in the sanctuary because they never had it, or into their fellowship hall. So yeah, churches and schools is another huge opportunity.
Yeah, and a lot of schools have portable buildings now too that they're using. So it just seems like there's a lot of opportunity out there. And you know, maybe if someone's listening to this today that they're not really in the ductless space, maybe we're kind of whetting their appetite to, you know, start thinking about it. So let's move on to maybe some products. You know, can you talk a little bit about just the range of products that are out there and you know, how they function a little bit?
Absolutely. So we refer to it as ductless all the time, but a lot of ductless brands are now becoming ducted brands as well. And so you can hook some of these up to a duct system. We just have to make sure that if we're running ductwork on these products, that we check the product data and make sure that you stay within the guidelines of adding that ductwork to that system. But I would say the most common ductless products are probably the high wall unit. So a lot of times you'll walk into a home or a restaurant and you'll see this console up high on the wall that's heating or cooling that specific room itself. But beyond that high wall, you can get floor consoles. You can get units that suspend from a ceiling, or they'll get recessed up into a ceiling. A lot of times you're thinking about the aesthetics and the cosmetics of the room, and where can I get my line set in here, and what makes sense for that room as to where I want to place those units. And then beyond just, you know, the configuration of those particular units, with ductless, you can get what we call a one-to-one. So you've got one outdoor unit and a single indoor unit. So you may just be taking care of a specific space or a specific room, or you can connect multiple units to that outdoor. And now you've got that get what I want that you talked about. You have it my way, and you can start doing zoning is really what they're doing, is they're doing zoning. And so you can have it in multiple rooms in the home. In a lot of cases, you can tie in a different configuration. You can have one outdoor unit, and then if you've got four indoor units, you could have a high wall, you could have a ceiling recess, you could have a console, you could have a ducted. So you truly can have it your way when it comes to ductless and change it from room to room as to what fits the aesthetics and the cosmetics of that space.
Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff. All the things that you mentioned, the high wall, the floor consoles, recessed, one-to-one, multi-zone, all the different options, and even now tying into a ducted system. And that's a good point to mention that you're BDR's duct design trainer, so you're always kind of thoughtful in that area on how these systems work together and airflow and all that. So yeah, sounds like there's tons of options out there. You know, I think we're in agreement that consumers are interested in customizing their home, having it their way. So let's now take it to the contractor level in the homes, residentially talking to the homeowner. How should they present and highlight ductless options, you know, as they're going through the sales process?
I think quite often ductless only gets quoted when it's requested by the homeowner. And so we've got to change our mindset at the dealer or contractor level. They've got to differentiate themselves from their competition. And when I put my goal together 10 years ago of quoting a ductless system every day, I had to lead with that mindset with my dealers. How are you going to differentiate yourself? Everybody's going to come in with a unitary bid. And so what if you come in and you're offering your good, better, best, fantastic, and at some level, in that good, better, best, fantastic, maybe you're doing an entire ductless system, Or maybe you're just doing a one-to-one as a problem solver so that they can take care of just a specific space. So often, even if a homeowner doesn't request ductless or doesn't even show interest in ductless, I would encourage contractors to quote whatever their smallest capacity unit is or a common capacity unit for their market on that quote. Because in a lot of times that can, it's going to differentiate them. But if the homeowner goes with it, then a lot of times that what we're referring to as a problem solver can take care of that home office that they know was uncomfortable, but they didn't know that they could really make it comfortable with that ductless. Or, you know, maybe they've got a home gym that they're trying to be comfortable in, and they got all kinds of fans blowing on them when they're in that home gym. And that problem solver can take care of that. And a lot of times the customer doesn't even know that they've got a problem, but it's just something that differentiates the contractor. And it's almost like quoting an accessory on a job, right? We do our unitary system and three or four accessories. Well, this can just be another accessory as we install it into a specific spot into that home to take care of that specific need. But we just got to start talking about it. We've got to make sure that it's on our dealers' websites. They've got to make sure that during the proposal process that they bring it up. And then even if the customer isn't interested, I would list it as a separate line item on their proposal. And they could even list there some suggested areas in that home as they do that analysis that they think that that ductless fit system would fit in nicely.
Yeah, I think that's great suggestions there, you know, including it in the choices. Being, you know, we talk so often at BDR about being proactive rather than reactive. And you know, one of our co-founders, Barry Burnett, he had a famous saying. It was about accessories, but I think it applies here. You know, he would often say that as contractors, when we were out talking to homeowners, we would make them beg us to tell them about the accessories we had. And we don't want to have that happen with ductless. You know, we don't want to make the consumer beg us to tell them about ductless. So I love what you said about being proactive, having those choices, maybe a separate line item. And as a consumer, just personally, I get really frustrated if I find out after the fact that I could have had something and I wasn't told about it. That just burns me, and that can end a relationship for me. You know, if I could have had ductless and you didn't tell me that that was an option, man, I'm going to be frustrated later if I find out later.
Yes, I totally agree with that. And our dealers, their job is to educate and inform the customer on everything that's available. And so often we either shop with our own pocketbooks, or we are worried that we'll lose the sale if we get too aggressive offering different options, or we're afraid that we'll confuse people. But I'm just like you, Matt, I want to know what my opportunities are. And obviously, we know HVAC quite well, but if I go out and buy a new car or a new washer and dryer or a stove, I want to know about all of the features that I can get with it, and let me make that decision. I don't want somebody else to make that decision for me and not tell me about something that they should have told me about. Heck, I even spent $600 to put a coating on my shower door so that it doesn't get water spots and it cleans easier. And if somebody wouldn't have told me about that, it's not something you can add later. You've got to order the glass that way. So yeah, I would have been totally frustrated not being told about that. So,
well, see, now I'm mad at my bathroom remodel contractor.
Because you didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that. I totally would have bought that. And you know, I had that situation. It was more of a plumbing situation where, you know, they have a recirculation pump because I have a tankless water heater. If you have a recirculation pump, it makes things all the hot water move through faster, and you don't have to wait for it to heat up. And I was like, well, I had that, you know, and it's not easy, or maybe you can't even put it in after the fact. So yeah, those situations just burn a relationship with the consumer. So I liked what you said earlier about be proactive. Let's share this on the front side, share it on our website, talk about it. Even if the consumer doesn't bring it up, they may just not be aware of it, you know, and our role as educators, as you said, that's what we're there for. We can be perceived as the expert when we're able to talk about all these different things and the options that are available. I think it puts really positions the contractor very well to make a sale if we can talk about all the different options that are out there.
I also think if the contractor is really proactive about this, you know, we teach that they've got a position financing is a great choice from the minute the phone is answered. I think the receptionist or the sales coordinator, they can position Douglas right there on that particular call as well. You know, we encourage them to ask what accessories they already have installed or what accessories they may be interested in. They could plant the exact same seed in the conversation with, are you interested in hearing about Douglas products? Many of our customers are looking at that as an option. And so it just starts that conversation long before the salesperson gets out there. And if the coordinator starts that conversation, maybe the customer can do some research and it makes it easier for the dealer once they get there.
Yeah, I think that's a brilliant suggestion. I like that a lot. Now, one thing we haven't talked about yet is, you know, how Douglas can impact the bottom line for the contractor. You know, we've kind of covered the consumer portion and the options out there, but let's talk a little bit about the profitability impact that Douglas can have and how that factors in to the bottom line results for a contractor.
Yeah, there's a lot of profit dollars that can be associated with Douglas. We talked about good, better, best, fantastic with Unitary and maybe utilizing Douglas as part of our better and fantastic. Well, you can even do that with just Douglas. You can offer a good, better, best, fantastic. And a lot of these one-to-one systems, they can be installed in half a day. If we have good labor management and we set our installers up to win in the morning, they have everything that they need to get that install done, then they can get out and do an install, a one-to-one system in half a day. And then they've got the other half of the day to go out and install either another Douglas or a bunch of accessories on another job. But we always talk about gross profit per man day, right? How many gross profit dollars can you get per installer in an eight-hour day? Well, Douglas, you know, the revenue generated from it is high. The gross profit per man day on Douglas is extremely high. I think really gross profit per man day on a Douglas system can be 2 to 3 times what it can be on a Unitary system. And so really just drives that profitability for our dealers. And then as we think about not being able to get more installers, and if they can go out and do 2 Douglas jobs in a day, and let's just say their average Douglas ticket is $7,000. I mean, that's an easy ticket even for just a one-to-one install. Well, that could be $14,000 worth of revenue in a day at a 40% gross profit. That really starts to add up for our dealers. So we can get more installs done, get more revenue with the installers they have, that resource they already have, and they don't need to worry about going out and finding more people. I always, when I'm out teaching, I always say, let's get the right job, not just any job. And Douglas really lends to getting the right job, not just any job.
I love that, man. Get the right job, not just any job. That rings true to me. And yeah, what sounds pretty powerful, you know, be able to do more installations, more revenue with your existing team. I mean, this is cool stuff. And then Douglas is really something that I think if somebody's listening out there and they haven't looked at it, maybe hopefully we're getting you a little bit interested in checking it out and maybe adding it to your offerings.
It's extremely energy efficient. It's quiet, takes care of problems all over the place. Yeah, lots of versatility. And those are all benefits to the consumer. It's also benefits to the dealer. And then the fact that it drives profitability for the dealer is another big, big benefit for them as well.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a pretty good ending to this conversation. I think you summed it up pretty well there, the benefits of Douglas and how we can weave it into our offering as we're out working in the residential space or maybe in the commercial space or with a school or, you know, wherever, as wherever your creativity takes you.
That is so true.
All right. Well, any final thoughts you'd like to share before we head out today, Candy?
I would just challenge everybody listening to this to get outside of your comfort zone and get yourself educated on Ductless opportunities and get with your whatever supplier, whatever distributor you're working with. Make sure that you've got all the information that you need to get so that you can start winning with Ductless. Add it to every proposal and make sure that you're talking about it all the time. But it's gonna force you to get outside, some of you, to get outside of your comfort zone. And that's okay, because different is sometimes what sells. To Matt's point and my point earlier in the podcast, we want to be educated on what's out there for us. And so make sure that you're educating and informing your clients, giving them the opportunity to customize their home, customize their comfort, and truly get it their way. So that's where I would end on this one, Matt.
That's a beautiful ending. That was very well said. Great conversation today on the topic of Ductless. Thank you, Candy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here.
All right. And thanks everyone for listening. We will catch you next time.